Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Ayin Ches, and we are on Ayin Zayin Amabez. We are in Perek HaSocher Es HaUmnin, all about different issues that come up between workers and their employers, and also, as we'll get into today, B'ed Hashem, not just a worker, but a renter, right? Because a Sachir is related to a Socher, and a Socher is one of the Dalet Shomrim, as we will get into as these Mispesechta continues. So let's start with the two dots towards the bottom of Ayin Zayin of Abayz, last couple of skinny lines. So we had a brisa that discussed where people paid for something and now they want to retract. The first mishnah discussed about the workers retracting, so that led into a sugya that came up earlier in the Mesechta, and that is if somebody retracts on a sale. I paid you a certain amount and now I want to retract. Was it a down payment? Was it just a little bit of security to make sure that neither of us retracted? So that's what we discussed. We had an amazing chiddush at the end of the Gemara that we discussed yesterday, that you could have the concept of a nizak even without a real mazik if somebody is just affected negatively by the situation that he was put in. So we might treat him like a nizak, not really, just it was more of a parallel, that just like there are takanas drabanan for protection of a nizak, so too there will be the takanas drabanan in that case. That was the chiddush right before we ended. And then the brisa quoted, though, that Rav Shimon Gamliel had an etza if people want to make sure that nobody retracts. Third to last skinny line, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer malam dino son shelo yachzer. We teach them that they can't be chozer bo. What do we do? How do we make it that if I buy something for $1,000 and I'm only going to pay $200, I am not going to be able to be chozer bo? Ketzad kosev lo ani ploni ben ploni v'chulu, as the brisa said, I write, I am so and so, I sold it for $1,000, he gave me $200, and the rest is a loan. The rest is a milvah. So then mamela, the deal is totally done, and the only issue is when is the person going to pay? That was what was discussed yesterday under Shuvim Gamliel. The Rishonim here discuss, why didn't he just do a kinya chalipin? Right, we mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday. The Rashba discusses, he could have just done a chalipin. Isn't that good enough? We've had a number of times that when a kinyan is done, that's enough to be mishabin myself, even if sometimes it's not enough. Break the rule. We discuss this in the sugya of Davar Shalom Olam. We discuss this in cases of Asmachta, right, where Kinyan is done, Kinyan Chalipin, that's a Gemira's Das, concretized. So why isn't that good enough? So the Rashba quotes Machlokes, two deos, whether Chalipin would be good enough if we still see, as the fact is going to be brought up in the Gemara soon, we still see the mocher trying to get more money, trying to figure out a way to get his money, which is going to be a sign that he doesn't have Gemira's Das. He doesn't want the Kinyan to fully be chal until he gets all his money. Does Chalipin even work as a Kinyan if that's still the case? That is machlokes. Chalipin is very strong. But what if there is something that shows us that the deal is not done yet? Could Chalipin overcome that in cases where there is behavior that the halacha assumes reflects that the kinyan is not finished yet until other details kick in? That's the Rashba's discussion here. Yeshalaman bimeta. Some people say the fact that Rabbi Gamliel told them to write this in the shtar and didn't tell them just to do a kinyan chalipin, which is always very easy to do. Yeshalaman bimena debelav hachi laolam. E efshar b'shum kinia shelo yuchal achzer bo v'da'ayil v'nafik azuzi. The phrase that we're going to have in a couple of minutes, where the mocher is still going in and out looking for money, which reflects the fact that he doesn't think the deal is done yet. Would Kinyan overcome that? So Rashba says, some learn from here that no. V'yafilu kanu mimenu. So the Rashba says, there are those that think that, but I don't think it's a raya, says the Rashba. V'ein li mikan raya. D'Rabbi Gamliel laharchiv kinayos ba v'lo lekatzer. Rabbi Gamliel is being mosif an idea. He's not removing any ideas. He's saying, even if you didn't do a kinyan chalipin, even if you didn't tell him to lechazeku kni, there's a way to do it by putting this in the shtar. So it's not a raya, thinks the Rashba. Kinyan chalipin might be able to overpower anything, even behavior that seems to point in the other direction. That's the gestara of the Rashba, which might relate to how kinyan chalipin works, which we've discussed very often in the past, but not for now. So back to the Gemara, last skinny line. Says the Gemara, Taima, Dekasav Lehachi, the reason that the kinyan totally works even though the person only paid 200 for something that's supposed to be worth, that he's supposed to pay 1,000. The reason is because he wrote this. But if he didn't write it, then we don't assume that this is just a down payment and really the Kenyan should be chal. It's not automatic that it turns into a milveh, the rest of it. It has to be explicated. That's what it says in our brisa. But Vatanya, but we have another brisa that we had earlier in the Masechta, which says, if somebody gives an eiravon, an eiravon is some type of payment that also is not meant to be a first payment, but what's an eiravon? It's a security. An arev is a cosigner that secures the loan. So an eiravon is a security that's meant just to make sure that we don't back on the kinyan, back out on the kinyan in the future. Not that the kinyan took place already. And what do we say to each other? If I back out, you know what? You could keep the security. You could keep it. I fine myself. And the seller says, if I'm choser, I'll double it to what you gave me. So the Tanakhama says, Niskaimu atanoim, divei Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says it works. Reb Yosi says that those commitments work. And this is Reb Yosi Lashitasa, Reb Yosi Latame, Diamar, Asmachta, Kanya. Fourth or fifth time we've had that already. Over the last couple of weeks, Reb Yosi says, even a commitment that is based on a future event that I really don't think is going to happen. Remember, we had the different categories of asfachta in the Tosfos just a couple of days ago, that in cases of guzim, in cases where I commit to something beyond what I really think is going to happen, we hold asfachta is lo kanya, but Reb Yosi holds asfachta is kanya. We discussed this in the bottom of Tosfos, ayin, dalet, amet, aleph, the different categories we had. But Reb Yosi holds that it works. Asfachta is kanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Yehuda argues, in this case of Eiravon, where I give a security, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Omar, Dayu Sheyikne Keneged Ervono. No, the security is, it's not going to ruin, they're not going to get the whole thing, and in cases of Asmachta that are beyond what they think it's going to happen, but it's enough that they can't renege, they can't go back on the amount of the deal that is up to the value of the security. At least that. Dayu sheyikne keneged ervono. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. What is the case with the eravon? Amar, we didn't get to the question yet. Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed, Ramamurim, when do we say that it only is kone up to the amount of the eravon? Bizman she amar lo ervoni yakun. Right? If only if he says, where my eravon should be kone, and the eravon is really not kone, because you didn't give the full amount. So that's what we say. It's only up until the amount that the eravon is worth. Aval machar lo sadeh be'alav zuz. V'nasan lo mehem chamesh be'ozuz. But if I actually gave a payment that's going towards, not just there for a security, but I started paying you for what I bought, kana u'machar lo asashar afil achar kamashanim. Then the deal is done. Even if I didn't pay you everything, I still, it's as if I owe you. Meaning, it turns into some type of a milveh, even without explicating it. Stira, Arbrisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel, sounds like you have to say it in order to make the rest into a loan, and that the kinyan is chal automatically. And this new brisa, the second brisa, says no. The deal is chal automatically, right when you start paying for it, and you owe the rest of it. So which is it? Answers the Gemara, Lokasha, ha deka ayil v'nafik azuze, ha deloka ayil v'nafik azuze. Is the mocher, after you paid him 500 out of 1,000, is the mocher still running around to try to make every dollar, and he's looking around for money, and he's going to borrow money from people and selling things? Is he still very interested? If that's the case, then the deal is not done yet. Because it's clear that he's strapped for cash. He wants money, and that's the first brisa. The first brisa where you have to explicate it. It's not automatic. That's where the seller is ayo v'nafik azuze. Rashi's lashon is, third to last Rashi, goli daite. If he's running around, he's been megala his das, dezuze ansuha limkor. Then money has forced him to sell his property. I didn't fully sell it to you until you give me all the money, because I really need money right now. So that's how what we can assume is his gilui das. But in a case where lo ka'ayel b'nafik azuze, where he's not running around, he's not doing anything that would tell us he's really strapped for cash, so then even just getting partial would be a full kinyan. And the Amar Rava, as Rava says, Haiman dezavin midi lachavre v'ka'ayah benafik azuzei. Somebody sells something to their friend, and they're still running around to try to make some money, lo kani, so that it's not kona until he pays in full, lo ka'ayah benafik azuzei, kani, then it would be kona immediately. Okay, so that's the difference in the das. And now we could appreciate a little more the Rashba that we started off with. That's the machlokes in the Rashba. Would a kinya chalipin even prevent this? This action of Gilui Das, would Chalipin be enough to prevent that, to say, oh, it's Kona anyway, or not? Good. Once we're talking about issues of Chazara, I didn't get to mention this yesterday, a couple of Chashukei Chemez on today's daf, there is a discussion, if a worker reneges in the middle of the job, am I allowed to be Mefarsem, tell other people, so that other people don't use him? Or is that Lashon Hara? Is that something terrible that I shouldn't do? Right? She'ela. Reuven ha'yizakuk l'ganan she'yakal or etzrak. It's a whole story that Reuven needed a gardener to remove a tree that was like very dangerously falling down right before a storm was coming. And he goes into the telephone book and maybe it's dating the Shaila. Sefer ha'telefonim. Right? And the... who uses that anymore? V'hesek kama gananim, he finds a couple of gardeners, he takes the one that gives him the cheapest price. The guy comes, and then, it was the day before the storm, and he comes and he looks at the thing, he says, you know what, I didn't realize, this is even more than I thought, you know, this is the price. Which is now as much or even more than the price of the other guy. He's like, forget it, I don't want this. And so he tries to call other gardeners, he couldn't get one. Sofer shel davar, richem Hashem yisbarach, v'hasa'ara lo higia. Right, and what the storm was okay, it didn't come. And the next week, he picks another ganan, and he uses him, and he removes the tree. Fine. Can I, says the Chashukei Chemed, the person who did the hiring, this guy tricked me. I told him exactly what it was on the phone. He came, he changed his price. So, I don't know, maybe he's honest, maybe he's not honest. Am I allowed to, like, just let people know? People ask me, am I allowed to tell him what happened? Am I allowed to say, I don't know, I called him, he told me, maybe he just gave me the cheaper price because he wanted to have an in to be able to get there, he always does it, or maybe it was really something beyond what he thought. So, Chashukei Chemed says, well, we might have thought that, here for sure, you don't know exactly if he's a Ramai. You don't know. Asur l'ruvin l'farsim barabim shaganan ramai. And he quotes many of the halachas of Sefer Chavetz Chaim in Ilchos Lashon Hara. We have to be so careful. Even if we were nizok, bevadai, we have to be careful. Why are we being mefarsim? Are we being mefarsim to really help out other people? Or because we just have this feeling against the guy, we want to take revenge? You know, that line is very blurred in most of our psyche when we want in this type of situation. We're very upset about something that happened. So, if you know, if you're batuach, if you're for sure, then maybe, and if you're doing it l'shem shemayim, totally, your friend, you don't want your friend to be hurt. But it's very possible that in this case of the Ganan, something else happened, and when he came, he really saw, he didn't realize, it is a higher price, so one has to be extremely careful in that case. Okay, we'll get to a couple of more cases, a little bit later. But now let's continue. Amar Rava, v'Amar Rava. Six lines up from the bottom. Next case. Rava has a lot to say in Perek HaSocher. Haiman de Osfe Me'azuzi Lechavre, I lent you 100 zuz, upare zuza zuza. And for the next 100 days you meet me, you give me 1 zuz each day. Right? I lent you 100, you give me 1 zuz per day. So am I allowed to complain about that? Why would I complain about it? The Mefarshim explained, because if I get 1 zuz a day, I'm probably not going to be so careful with it. I'll probably spend it on little things, on using it, pocket change. If you give me 100, I'll put it away, it'll be something significant. So is that really, I don't want 1 a day. So can I complain about that? So the Gemara says, yeah, you could complain, but that's about it. Piron ave el disle taromas gabe. It's a piron, he paid you back. You didn't make a condition that you can't pay back like this, but you could have complaints against him. D'amalei, avsadatinu minoi. You're right, you're causing me a loss. Not really a loss, but just the loss in how you are paying. So Rava just spoke beforehand about the previous Ayel v'Nafik, so we bring that Rava up as well. Viter. A person sells chamra to his friend. We won't translate that for a minute. Chamra. He sells chamra. Upashle chadzuza. And he paid him for the whole chamra except for 1 zuz. So what do you, we had a whole discussion just now. Do you say that the deal is done even if you didn't pay him everything? What if you paid him everything except for one zuz? But the ka'ayel v'nafik azuzah. But the mocher is really running around for cash, which made us think in the previous cases that the deal is not done yet. But here there's only one zuz left. So do we say the deal is not done yet or not? So yasav ravashi v'kama ayin ba. Ki agavna ma'ay kani yolo kani. What do you say in this case? It's a little tricky because there's only one zuz left. Which makes us think like, oh, come on, of course the kinyan is done already, but I have enough agazuze, which makes us think that it's not done. Omer le, Rav Mordechai, Rav Ashi, Hachi, Amar Avimi, Me Agronia, Mishpei de Rava, Zuza, Kizuze Dami, Falokani. One zuz is like 10 zuz, right? You can't make any chilukim, maybe it's like a low plug, and therefore we say it is not kona. Even though there's only one zuz left, we say because he's ayal v'nafik azuze, we say the kinyan did not work. But we have another story that we heard that Rava said in a similar case that it is kona. It is kona in a case where he didn't get paid in full. So which did Rava say? So Amar Le answers Ravashi, no. To Targim Shmaitich, your case that you heard that Rava says it works is a specific case. It's where he sold the field because he wants to just get it off his hands. Right? He vade wants to sell it. And even if he's nafik v'ayel azuze, you know, we can assume in that case where he sold it to get it off his hands, he's running around because he wants to make sure that he gets the money, Rashi on top, mimayr hu ligvos shelo yachzer lokeach. He wants to make sure that the lokeach doesn't retract, and that's why he's trying to get money, but not because he needs the money, and therefore he doesn't think the sale is a sale yet. Okay, now let's go back to translate that word that we skipped. Right, chamra in the Gemara could always mean one of two things. Right, chamra can mean wine, or chamra can mean a donkey. Right, you never know what it means except based on context. So here it's hard to know. Right, because here's something, usually the Gemara gives it away. It mentions barrels, it mentions are riding it, and what about here? So Rashi says, Zavin lechamra, says Rashi, chamor. Why does Rashi say chamor? Rashi Dafka takes a stand on the issue. You might have thought it doesn't make a difference. Why does it say chamor? Says the Ramban, right? The Rishonim, after Rashi, we're bothered. Why does Rashi say that word, chamor? The Ramban says, maybe, I don't know for sure, but maybe Rashi is alluding to us that the this halacha of wondering whether the kinyan is chal or not and being paid half, right, said that he's merames, that it's not kona in this case because it's not the derech to be mechalik a chamor. When it comes to wine, there's more of a reason to say, you paid for part of it, okay, some of it's nikna to you. But by a donkey, maybe Rashi Dafka says that because the context here is we don't want to split it. Dibemakam she'ein darko liknos chetzya kona hakol. Right? If you paid for some of it, it's hard to say that you're going to split up. You're going to be half nikna. It's either zero or everything. Right? That's the ish. That's why Rashi Dafka says that. So in this case, that's why it's kani or lo kana. You have one left. So you might say, of course it should be kona here. And still it's lo kana, according to Ravashi. Says the, and then he says the af Rashi pirish chamra chamor v'loyadati lama husok lafarish kach im lo ramas hasvarish kasavnu, unless it's being merames that there might be a difference between items that are usually split up, and it could be split up or not. That's the Ramban in the world of the Rishonim, in the world of the Achronim, the Maharami Lublin. There's Chuvis Maharami Lublin, but he's most famous for his commentary on the bottom of the Marasha. So the Maharam here says, also, why does Rashi say this? V'nira sh'Rashi svirale, d'din zed d'ayel v'nafek azuze, lo shayach el adafka b'midi, d'shayach lomar sh'ayach chaviv al hamocher. The whole idea of ayel v'nafek azuze, which means that, oh, that's a gilui das, that maybe the sale is not a good sale, that's only where we could assume that the mocher didn't really want to sell this. Right, he has affinity to it. It's beloved to him. But wine, nobody has difficulty selling their wine. And therefore, if it was wine, even if Ayel v'nafik azuze, we'd say it'd be kona. Because we don't assume he's preventing the sale from going through. Rashi Dafka says chamor to say the whole discussion here are about items that we could guess the mocher didn't really want to sell because he has some special connection to it. But if it would have been wine, then the whole thing wouldn't be under discussion. For sure, the kinyan would be chal right when he pays part of it, and then the rest would just be a milveh. Okay, top line. Says the Gemara, more issues of people selling, they didn't get paid in full. What do we assume based on their behavior? So pshita boil is vune bimeya. Volo ashkach. I'm trying to sell a field for 100. I can't find anybody who wants to pay to buy the field. So you know what happens? I go back to my field. I take a bigger field, vizavin bimasayim, and I sell it for 200. I couldn't get somebody to sell field A, so I sell field B, which is bigger. I sell it for 200. V'ka'ayavanafik gazuze. And then I'm running around, right, trying to get more money. So what do we say in this case, right? Because in this case, I didn't really want to sell this. It's pretty clear because I tried to sell a different field. I sold a bigger field, and lokani. So in that case, it's not kone until all the money is paid because everything's pushing in that direction. The guy didn't want to sell it. He's still looking for money. So the gilui das is until I get all the money, the sale is not a sale. Ella, what about the other way? Iboy lizvune, or a different case. Iboy lizvune b'meya v'lo ashkach. I want to sell this field for 100. I couldn't find any buyers. V'itarach avi mishkach. If I would work a little harder, I would have been able to find somebody to buy it for 100. I would have put more ads in the papers. I would have been more a little more aggressive. I could have found somebody, but I didn't. V'lo tarach v'zavin v'masayim. I wasn't tarach, and then I ended up selling for 200. A bigger field. V'ka'avanafik azuse. So my, what do I say in that case? What do I say in that case? Kimochar sadeum ibnei rasa damiolo. Do I say, well, the fact that I didn't work so hard, right, to try to find somebody means I really just want to get rid of it, right? I don't really care so much. Or no, what do we consider it in this case? Because you didn't put in the time. So in that case, teku. That is not, that question is not answered. So we're not exactly sure what the halacha is going to be in that case. So Maskana, what do you do? Right, it's an unanswered question. So what is the halacha in this case? Machlokes, Rosh, and Rambam. Machlokes, Rosh, and Rambam. What happens if a guy does behavior and you don't know, you're not sure about his behavior, whether the kinyan should be chal or not? Can they be chozervo? So if you look in the Kitzur Piskei HaRosh, right, not in the regular Rosh, but at the end of the Rosh, we have the Kitzur Piskei HaRosh. We have some a psukim based on the Rush's comments. So if you look in the Pisur Piskei Rush on our parak Osches, Shnei, he says, Vimaya Tarech, Ayamotzi Kone, if he would have been bothered himself, it would have been Kone, Velo Tarech, Umacher, Bemasayim, Vayav, Vayav, Gazuze, Shneim, Yechol, Machser, Bohem. They both could be Choser. Right, you don't know what, so they both could be Choser. That's the Rush, in the Kitzur Piskei Rush. If you look in the Rabba Menechus Bechira, he says exactly the opposite. Because you don't know what, Shneim, they both can't be chozerbo. What is that machlokas about? Explains the Maharit in its Shuva beautifully. What's the nekudas of machlokas between the Rush and the Rambam? The Maharit says this in a Shuva in Choshe Mishpat Chelik Beis Simin Chaf. The Rush says that you focus on the Cheskas Karka. There's a Cheskas Karka here. We knew it was muchsak to the seller. We're not sure if the kinyan took place. So that is why shneim yachol lachzerbo, because misha yirtzel lachzerbo yachol lachzir lamocher v'amos chozros, right? Because you have a cheskas chazaka to meikara. It's a suffix whether the sale took place or not. So that's why each one can be chozerbo. While the Rambam does not focus on the cheskas karka, the Rambam says no, there was a sale here. The question is was somebody chozerbo? Right? He did the sale. He took your money. That's the shaila. Das a Rambam shemikivan shamachira vadois shilu haya alokeach nosin dami miyad. If he paid for the rest of it right now, there wouldn't be a shaila. Lo haya hamocha yachola akev v'im kein. So clearly the karka left his rishus, and now the question is there's a question about the bittel amekach. So then we say ein yosavim mosiv devadai. There's a vade mekach. There's a question about the bittel amekach, and therefore we say shneim einam yacholim lachzerbo. That is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, and the svara of the Maharit. The Ritva quotes the Ravid as a third opinion. Maybe it depends if there were any other kinyanim done at the time. If there were no other kinyan done at the time, then efshar lachzer bo. But if there was any other kinyan done, says the Ravid, kani shari kinyano shazem baruch kifar hechzik bo o kana b'chalipin. If he did a chazaka or chalipin already, even though he didn't pay everything, then he can't be chozer bo. And the chazara is a safik ein safik motzi midei vaday. But if he didn't do any other kinyan, miyu kol she'ein kan shum kinyan acher ela kesef zeh, you only gave this partial payment, and he's ayal benafik azuzei stamo b'cheska she'ein okone. So that's the chilek. So you have the Rambam; they both cannot be chozer. The Rush; they both can be chozer. And the Ravid; it depends if any other kinyan was done or not. We're not going to go into all our varts on Teku right now, but just one Hosafa. Teku, of course, is Eliyahu HaNavi, Tishbi Atarets, Kushis Babayas, why Eliyahu, not Moshe. It's only a bios, it's not the Beferish ideas, but just to remember the comment of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, we quoted this in many different contexts, in the various Shiurim and Navi, in the Mitzvah Shiur, and in the Daf, but in Chelek Vav, the last Chelek of the Chassam Sofer, he talks about Eliyahu HaNavi a little bit. And he says, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to us in two different forms these days, right? Sometimes you read the Gemara, and there are various Gemaras about Eliyahu HaNavi, right? We had a Gemara a few weeks ago, right? In Tanur Shalach Noi. Remember Tanur Shalach Noi? Right after the Lo Bashamayim Hi, what happens? Ashkechei Rabbi Nasan Le'Eliyahu. Rabbi Nasan finds Eliyahu, Amar Lei, Mayod Kutcher Bricha Ba'ishaita. What's Hashem doing now? And he says, oh, he's smiling, Nitzchuni B'ni, Nitzchuni B'ni. That's the But that Eliyahu, Pashtus, is Beguf. Doesn't sound like Rabbi Nasan went up to the Shemayim or had a vision. Says the Chassam Sofer, once in a while, Eliyahu HaNavi comes biguf. And sometimes there are great gedolim that have what's called Gili Eliyahu. Somebody comes, and afterwards they could say it was Eliyahu HaNavi came in some type of guf. And other times, Eliyahu HaNavi comes in his justice and neshama. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes to a bris, when he comes to the Seder, right, our Mesorah is that he comes to these events based on Midrashim. And he's not there. We don't see him, right? We don't have to kick the table and have the wine spill and tell our children that Eliyahu HaNavi was there. That's probably inappropriate because it was tricking them, right? But he comes, but only his neshama comes, and his neshama doesn't have to drink. Why do we pour the kos then? To remind us that he's here, right? Not that he's actually drinking the wine. And that's what Chassam Sofer discusses here in Chelek Vav. Simin Sadi Ches, which is a long tshuva about a lot of different things, Haaretz, then he says, Kishenifreda Nishmaso Migufo, Shom, Vanashama, when he went up in the chariot of fire, Vanashama Oleo Mishamesh Lamala, his neshama now goes, Bein Malachi Hashares, Vigufo Nizdakek, Vishor Began Eden Atachton, his guf is in Gan Eden Atachton, wherever that is. His neshama is with the Malachim. Ubiyom habisorab in here of Yamenu, and when the day comes, when Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and tell us that Mashiach is coming, Tislabesh nishmatso biguf hakadosh alaz, v'yaz hu kechol adam mechachme nuviyah Yisrael, v'hu musmach me'rabo achia hashiloni o mimosh rabbeinu al vashalom imu pinchas. Right, machlokes, if Eliyahu HaNavi is the same neshama as Pinchas, whatever. But either way, we're going to get smicha back, because we're going to have somebody who was Ish VP Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Just second generation. V'hu yismoch es chachme Yisrael. V'az yesh lo din kachol b'nei Yisrael. V'achein, b'chol pam shem izgala u'misra b'olam hazeh, melubash begufo azach, ach, kshem izgala b'nishmaso, kimo, b'yom hamila, az inenu mechuyah b'mitzvos, b'meisam chavshi. When he comes with his neshama, he doesn't have to do mitzvos. Right, the Gemara in Eirvin talks about, can he come from outside the Tchum on a Shabbos? Is there Tchum in Lamala Miyud? Right, the whole discussion there. Only when he comes in his guf, is he subject to mitzvos, and could he give a psak? Right, and that also relates to the various Gemaras where Eliyahu HaNavi gives us psak, right, the second daf in Shas. Eliyahu HaNavi tells us, don't go into Churva, right, you're allowed to learn halacha from there. The Maariz Chai is there, the beginning of Shas, discusses, how could you learn halacha from in Nevuah? The answer might be, when he comes in his guf, he's not a Navi. Right, he's a human being, so he could teach us. Only when there's a bas call, when he's giving something out of nevuah, that would be an issue. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Sachar is a chamar v'zakadar v'chulo. Sachar le'mor matan. If I hired a worker and they tricked me, they went back, so I'm allowed to hire other workers and make them pay for it, or I'm allowed to trick them. Ad kama socher alehen. How high could I hire other workers for? Amar Rav Nachman, ad kidei scharan. What does that mean? Ad kidei scharan? Machlokas Rashi in the Ritva. Rashi says, I could use up until their withheld wages. whatever I didn't pay for them, I can use them, which is a very limited ad kedei scharan, right? That doesn't really save me much, right? Rashi says, im asu etzvok sasa malacha, v'lo kiblu, klum, socher alein, kol mashu chayev lahen, yosef lacherim. Okay, the Ritva says, I don't think that's pshat, I think there's more here. The Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says, no, double. Kol mashu ad kedei scharan, meaning double, an extra 100%, and you can make them pay for it. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah at Arboim Chabishim Zuz, right? A much a lot more. Amar le kitanya hahish abasa chavila liyado. When could you pay even more for new workers if they, the first workers, brought their knapsack with them, brought their chavila with them? What does that mean? The minimal reading is they brought their tools with them. So their clay umnis. So you could take their clay umnis, you could give it or even sell it to the new workers, because that's part of, you know, their work. They brought their tools with them, so you could either give away or sell their tools and give it to the new workers. So it at least means that. The Mordechai quotes here from the Maharam, that's what chavila here means. You could sell their kli umnis. If you look in the Rambam, though, the Rambam doesn't seem to limit it. The Rambam says, if they bring anything with them, they have money, you could take money from them. Take their property, take their gold watch, take their anything, and sell it, and pay your workers with them. Right? Pay your new workers with them. Right? The Rambam's lashon is just selling kol mashe biyadam, right? That is the question. If you look in Rashi is not clear. Rashi right before the Mishnah, because first Rashi says im yesh biyado mishelohen arbe, if they have a lot in their hands, which sounds like the Rambam. Then a couple of lines later, mevim klei umnis lebeis balavayis. So maybe it's limited to their tools. So it's not exactly clear what Rashi shita is. Could you use their items? Says the Chashuk Echemed, second of the day. I don't know if this actually happened or this is kachave. There was a wedding. A chassan orders a photographer. The photographer comes to the wedding right before the badekin or the chuppah, right when it is. Oh, it seems like it's by the badekin. He faints. The photographer like loses consciousness, and they have to take him to a hospital. And all the mechubed people are now coming. And now what do you do? Are you allowed to use his camera without his permission? He's got the fancy camera. So he says, well, boss chavila liado. He can't do the work, and now he has his clay umnis with him. So what does it sound like from our Gemara? You're allowed to use it. The only difference is, here it was an ones. Here it was an ones. There, if somebody retracts, okay, use their stuff. But here it was an ones. So maybe you can't. But he says, venire, he says, I think you can. Number one, when you use his camera and then eventually you get pictures, you're going to pay him for the pictures, even though you didn't take the pictures. You're going to give him something, right? Right now, you're not going to give him anything. So it's good for him, number one. Number two, kol adam lo retzeh sheyigrom bishvilo kazeh agmas nefesh lechazen v'kala. They're not going to have the pictures of all the guests coming to their wedding. Nobody wants to cause such terrible agmas nefesh. So you can assume, mistaver, that it's an umdina demuchach, that he gives rishus to use his camera. Again, as long as you don't damage it. If you damage the camera, you know, use it probably, you're going to have to pay for it. But if you don't damage it, so then you can use it. It's a zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav, so to speak. Unless, what if he's lying in the hospital, lying in the ambulance and saying, don't touch my camera! Right, then it's something that you can't use it. But other than that, right, that's a case that boss chavila liyada. Right, we can relate this because we're doing bar mitzvah ayin ches. But let's say we're in 4 years from now when we're doing the daf and we get this question. Are we going to remember the boss chavila liyada gemara? Halavai, we all should. Be'ez Hashem. Okay, next mishnah. Hasocher zachamar lalicha bahar valicha bevika. Now we're getting to renting out. So I could hire out a worker to work for me, or I can hire out an animal to work for me. Similar. So, if I hire out a donkey, hasorcha zachamor, loholicha bahar, and I say I'm going to take it in the mountains. Voholicha babika, and I didn't. I changed what I did. I took it in the valley. Babika voholicha bahar. Afilu zu eser milim, vazu eser milim. Even if I don't take it any extra distance, I take it exactly what I was supposed to. Tosfos says, on the little Tosfos, afilu, even if I take it a shorter distance. Shorter, right? Hoadin afilu zu shalach baksar yoser. Right, even shorter. Vamesa, the animal died. Chayiv I am going to be chayiv. Why? Because I took it in a place where I wasn't supposed to take it, and maybe I can attribute the death of the animal to the fact that I took it to the wrong spot. Says the Ritva, the Ritva has a couple of points. Number one, what happens if you rented it stam, without specifying where you're going to take it? Then mistam, you can take it anywhere. If the whole case of the Mishnah is where you dafka explicated that you were going to take it to a specific place, the Har or the Bikah. But if you were socher stam, then you could take it to b'chol makom, because it's the Bala Behema's responsibility to be masnep if there is a limitation on this animal's abilities. Right, that's the Ritva's law shown right here, only if it was stam. Omer Mari Dafka Kshisna Kaim Beferish. Avalam Sakhra Stam, Alechas Lakam Ploni, Yochalelechba, Bain Bahar, Bain Bebeka, Bain Barucha, Bain Beksara, the Al Bala Behema Lahasnos. Right, Bala Behema Lahasnos. The Ritva also adds, the Ritva has three important points here. Number one, that limitation. Number two, he quotes his Rebbe. Period, what does it mean when it dies Chayiv? Pirish Mari Chayiv Ba'onseha Upater Mischara. Do I have to pay for the animal and the rental fee? Or just, once I pay for the animal, the rental fee is out. What the Gemara spoke about a couple of weeks ago, agra upachsa. Right? You remember the boat case, you have to pay for the depreciation and the rental, or not. So the Ritva has two deis here. First he says, maybe you're potter from the rental fee. To keep on the shina, once I did different than what I was supposed to do, butla kitzitzaso v'schiruso, v'havile kitokef v'svinoso shachaver v'asuba balacha. Once I'm doing something different, then the rental agreement is off. I didn't listen to what I was supposed to do, so I'm basically now using your item without permission. And what's the halacha? If I use your item without permission, I have to pay for the hana that I get from it. But I don't have to give you a rental fee, because I didn't rent it anymore. I have uprooted the rental fee, number one. And then he says, V'yeshmer abu seinu shomrim, but some of my other rabbeim say, no. Here, it's not like going to somebody's boat and using it without permission. Here you started off with a rental agreement. You changed a little bit, but the rental agreement doesn't fall away, even you, though you were Mishana. So the Ritva says, I think you're chayev both. I think you're chayev for the animal, and you're chayev the rental fee. Avozesha yarad l'schiris, u'batara schiris l'shtamish ba'kodim shenensa, ve'ein chayev onsen al-shas meshicha el al-shas ha'ones, chayev u'bischaro, va'agra u'pagra, u'lezeh daiti note. Okay, that's a big discussion, three columns of footnotes here in the Ritva, but that is the 2 days in the Ritva. And he is no debt to the second one. Okay, that's the first case of the Mishnah. You brought it to the wrong spot. Second case. Hasokra zachamar lolicha bahar. Volicha bebika. So that's a case where you got the chamor to go in the mountain of the bika and you switch, then you're going to be chayef. So what about it? Hasokra zachamar lolicha bahar. I brought it to go in the har. Volicha bebika. Im hechlika putter. If it slipped, putter. Why? Because the mountain is even more slippery. And therefore, if I'd slipped in the valley, it surely would have slipped in the mountain. Ve'im hochma chayev. But if it overheated, chayev, because the pick is hotter. And I could say that, you know, that's why it died. Why it wasn't the first case in the Mishnah Mechalik? The Gemara will say. Lo licha, what about the opposite case? Lo licha b'vikav lo licha bahar, im echlicha, if it slipped on the mountain, chayev, because the mountain's more slippery. Ve'im hochma pater. But if it overheated in the mountain, I'm pater, because if I would have taken it where I was supposed to take it, in the Bika, then it would be even more hot, and therefore, I would be pater. But if it died because of the exertion of going up, so then I'm going to be chayiv in either way, because I could say that it's my responsibility. Tosfos here discusses a chiddush that he says in a few places in Shas. What about, what does the Gemara say? If I brought it up the mountain, and then it in the case of Huchma Pater, right, in the case where it overheated Pater, because, you know, if it would have been in the valley, it would have been overheated even more. Why don't we call this a case of Tchilasa Bepshia V'Sofa Ba'ones? I was Poshea originally, because maybe it would have slipped, and Sofa Ba'ones, right, it overheated. According to the Manda Amar, Tchilasa Bepshia V'Sofa Ba'ones Chayiv, so why here would you be Pater? Says Tosfos, and he says this in Baba. They say this in Baba Kama too. This is Tosfos as Chiddush. Even according to the Manda Amar, of Tchilas Mepshiyev Sofa Bones Chayiv, you only say that if Ba Haones Machmas Hapshia. If there is some direct connection between the Ones and the Pshia. What's the case given? Like the case we had earlier of Srifa D'Orvini. I put the money, I'm watching somebody's money, I should bury it. That would be the real guarding it. But instead, I put it into a little shack. And then there was a fire. It wasn't stolen, but it was a fire. That's what Pshiyah Sof Amon. He said there, the fire destroyed the money because it was in the shack. Right? If you wouldn't have been Poshea, so the animal wouldn't have died. Here, who says that's true? The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos. To lo machayev ela ba'ones, yesh litlos, shim lo haya mishana, efshar shelo haya ba'ones. Shim haya matzniyem, but tachas akarka, by the money, then it wouldn't have happened. Avo hacha ki huchma bahar, kol shekein. Tim lo shina vayholi ba'vika d'havi huchma. But here, it overheated on the mountain, but it would have overheated without the Pshia. So there, you don't say Tchlas HaPshiyah Sof HaBones. There's no more reason for us to believe that the Ones happened because of your Pshia. Right? So therefore, says Tosfos, you don't say Tchlas HaPshiyah Sof HaBones Chayiv in that case. There are other answers given to this question. All the Rishonim deal with it. The Rif, right? Not too many times this happened. Look at the last skinny line of Tosfos. The Tosfos quotes the Rif. For if Alphys Pirish gives another answer, again, often, not too often, in most Mesechus Tosfos doesn't quote the Rif that often, once in a while, in Mesechus Brachus, Bali Tosfos quote the Rif all the time, but there are different Mesechus, different Bali Tosfos. Okay, weiter. Last part of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Asocher es achamar v'hivrika. If I rent out, if I donkey and the hivrika, we'll see that means it got semi-blind. Oshanas is on Garya, or the government took it temporarily. Omer lo arei shechol fanecha. The maskir does not have to supply a new animal to the socher. He says, tough, I'm sorry. Right? It's still usable a little bit. It's not as good, but if it's still somewhat usable, he could just say, arei shechol fanecha, use it. But meso nishbra, but if it dies or it broke its leg, something totally out of the control, so then chayav l'haim b'lo chamar. Then he has to give him another animal. He was meshabbing himself as part of the schiris agreement. Good. Maishta resha doloka maflig, maishta seva doloka maflig. Why in the first line of the Mishnah, there's no distinctions. If I change where I'm supposed to take the donkey, I'm chayav. In the second case, it talks about, it depends, the mountain, the valley. So four answers. Why in the first case you are for sure chayef automatically? Armi de Beraviana, Reisha Shemecha Machbaz Avir. Maybe the first case is where it died because of the air of wherever you took it. The Amrinan, Avir Dahar de Katva, Amrinan Avir de Bikad Katva. If it was not used to the air, then in either direction, right? Maybe the suffocating air of the valley or the freezing air, less oxygen of the mountain. So therefore, you're going to be chayef automatically. Tosfos says, you know for sure. Tosfos Kagon. Pirish sheyadua sheoso yom haya avir mishune baharim yoser mi bebeka oifcha. Mi sheleg o mi matar. Vavitzchlasa v'sofa b'shia. But if you're not sure, then this answer is not going to work. Rashi doesn't sound like you're sure. Tosfos says, though, you have to be sure that this is the reason. Number one. Number two. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Kagon shemesa machlas uvtsana. It died because of the exhaustion. The uvtsana. And therefore, either direction, you have to assume that that caused it. Rabba Amar, Kagon Shechisha Nachash, there was a snake there, which wouldn't have been if it was in the other place. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamani Rabbi Meir, he. Maybe the first line of the Mishnah is reflecting Rabbi Meir Shita. To Amar, Kalamav, Aldasha, Balabayas, Nikra, Gazlan. Whoever is Mishane from what it was supposed to do, they're automatically a Gazlan. And therefore, Rashi on top, v'kama leber shusei, l'schayev b'cholonsei, and therefore, there's a kinyan, kinyan gazela. We know that's a din d'oraisa. There are kinyan gazela, whether the gazlan likes it or not, and therefore, it's in his reshus, memeil, if the animal dies, he has to pay for it. The second line of the Mishnah would be the sheet of the Rabbanan. Right, that would be the difference between the first line and the second line. Kinyan Gzela we mentioned very often in the past. The different rayas to Kinyan Gzela, not for now. Remember Tosfos and Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Nun Vav, Daf Yud Aleph about Shamin, Daf Nun Vav about taking the place of the Shomer. But we'll leave that for now. Hey, Rabbi Meir, which Rabbi Meir is the one that says that if you're Mishana, Midas Balabayas, then you are called a Gazlan. So this Gemara appears in a number of places. One of them is right here. So Elam, Rabbi Meir, Ditzava, is it Rabbi Meir of the dying, of the coloring? Ditzana, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, Hanotit Samar, Letzava, Litzvava, Lo Adam, Mitzavo Shachar. I gave wool to a dyer to color it red, and it colored it black. Shachar, Mitzavo, Adam. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Noso Debate Simmer. Meir says, you were Mishana, you have to pay for the wool in full. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, you gave him some benefit, so you have to pay the lesser amount. Either pay for how much the die cost, or how much the value went up. But either way, maybe this is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is Mishana Midas Balabayas, therefore you own the wool, you gotta pay for the wool. Is that the Rabbi Meir we're talking about? Answer no. Mimai, Dilma Shiny Hasa, maybe there by the dying case is different. Dekanya Bishinui Maisa. He was Kone with a Shini Maisa. What's our case? You just did something different with it. You weren't Kone it Bishini Maisa. You didn't do something to it differently that it's affected. So maybe that you can't apply that here. So maybe that case is not a good case. Ask the Ramban here. Do you have the concept of Shini Maisa out of the context of Goslin? Well, maybe that case is different, the Shini Maisa. But that's a Goslin. Right? That's the Ramban. I don't understand what the Gemara is suggesting. Where else do we have a Shinui discussion out of the case of Goslin? Says the Ramban. Kashuli, the Ilav Goslinu, Hechi Kani Bishinui, the Chimisha Eno Goslin Kone Bishinui. Right? Lafichach, Sarach Lafarish, Dilma, this is what the Gemara means. Dilma, Shiny Hassam, Tekivan Shashina Oso, the Asa Bamaisa, Sheha Gazlon Konebo, Miskabenu Ligzol. Since he does something that a Gazlon would be Kone in if he had been a Gazlon, so we can have an umdra that he has Kavana Ligzol, Velakach Shinu, Kadeshiyikne Oso. Right, that's what the Gemara means, meaning not that he is a Goslin already, but if he does this, it must be that he is a Goslin. A little difficult, there are cases, remember we had in Meruba, with the case of Esnan, right, if somebody pays for it and then grinds it, pays for grain, a man pays a zona, and then she grinds it, so maybe Shinui would apply there, you could use it as a carbon out of the context of Gazela. So, but either way, that's the Ramban's comment, figuring out whether Shinui could apply outside of the world of Gzela. Weiter says, so that didn't work. Maybe that's a different kind of case. So, Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's the following Rabbi Meir. Demagvis Purim. Rabbi Meir, that has to do with collecting stuck on Purim. Detanya, Magvis Purim Lapurim. If I collect money for Matanas Levyonim, it has to be used for Matanas Levyonim. Period. Magvis Ha'ir Lo Sahir. If I collect stucka for a certain city, I have to use it for that city. Vein Medaktik and Medavar, when I'm Medaktik about this. We'll get back to that line. Aval, but what can be done? Lokinis Agalim, Vishochtin, Vaochlin Osan. What I could do with the money, I could buy cows, I could check them, I could give it to the poor and eat it. Vamosa, Yipalakishal Staka. And the rest of it that I didn't get to use on Purim, I could put in the. I tried. But if there's no choice, okay, the leftovers can be used for tztaka. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Magmas, Purim, Lepurim, Ve'ein, Anai, Rashar, Likach, Me'em, Ritzul, Lesandalo. An ani cannot use the money collected from Matanas Lavyon for anything else, except for Purim needs. He can't use it for fixing his shoes. LMK and Hissa, Bamai, Banachi, Ha'ir. Bamai, Anchi, Ha'ir. Unless there was a Tanai in front of the whole representatives of the city. Divrei, Rabbi Yaakov, Sha'amar, Mishum, Rabbi Meir. That's the Rebbe Meir. You could only use the money specifically for Purim. Nothing else. You can't be Mishana. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Mekel. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel's Mekel. So is this the Rebbe Meir? The Rebbe Meir that says you can't be Mishana? Answer, no. Dilma Hasam Nami. Da'adai to the Purim Udi Yavle. Da'adai to the Midi Achrini Lo Yavle. Maybe that's a specific. That's just not being Mishana that everybody would agree. It's da'adai to the Purim. The Rishon Ei, there's a mitzvah here. So maybe that's different than regular cases of Mishana Midas Balabais. What does the language mean? Ein medaktikin bedavar. So Rashi says, Ein medaktikin, lomar dayam bepachos, v'amoser yipol kishol tztaka. Ein medaktikin means, you don't have to be so crazy, use whatever you need for Purim, and the rest can be used for tztaka. The Ritva, though, quotes maybe what other people are thinking. What does Ein medaktikin bedavar mean? Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Ein medaktikin bedavar means, on Purim, just give everybody who asks. Right? We're not medakdek in who asks on Purim. Right? Whoever asks for stuck on Purim, we give. Avo b'Yerushalmi perakama de Megillah amrinan ein medakdekin b'mos Purim. Kol haposheid yado, litol, nost in lo. Right? That is the quote in the Shulchan Aruch, that Yerushalmi. Kol hamashe medakdekin b'davar lomar im hu ani v'ra'ui lo. Im lav, elanosam lachal adam shiavo v'yitva. She, here's the important lashon of the Ritva, I have to remember this for Purim, she ein yom ze midin staka bilvad, ela midin simcha umanos. Right, today's not just about staka, but there's an element of this staka that is redefined based on Purim. Shaharei af ba'ashirim ksiv u'mishloach manos ishtarei'ehu. He's blurring the lines between Matanas Lavyonim and Mishloach Manos here. But va'omrim rabosai ki mitam zeh. Then he says, and my rabbeim teach me. Right, he talks in the footnote here, it's Midin Simcha, but then he quotes from the other earlier Chachmei Sfarad, Mitam ze nagu litein mos purim af legoy. Kivan sh'ana nagin litein l'chol adam, im lo nasan legoy ika eva. Right, they know that today everybody's giving. V'kaimalan mefarnesin aniye goyim im aniye Yisrael v'bnei darki shalom. We know that from Gittin, Hilkach, bein mash amr b'tosefta, bein mash amr b'yushalmi, hakol emes v'yatsiv. Right, he says, Rashi is right. The Tosefta says, Imedakta Magvis Purim, Lokin, right, the Tosefta is what's quoted in our Gemara. And then Yerushalmi is that Imedaktakin, so he says, they're both right. Vahariu Bechlau Lashon, Imedaktakin Bedavar. He has a play on words. He says, both of them are right, Imedakta, when I'm adakting, which one is right? Right, it's a little pun that the Ritva has. Okay, either way, back to the Gemara. We're still stuck. Which is with the Rebbe Meir of Ein of Mishanim Adasval Abayis is a Gazlan, Ella, Rebbe Meir, Titania, the following: Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, all Mary Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Hanosin Dinar LaAni Lekach Lo Chaluk. If I give money to an ani to buy a shirt, Lo Yigach Bo Talis. He can't buy a talis. Talis Lo Yigach Bo Chaluk. Why? Bebrei Shema Veral Daidlo Shabala Bias. That's it. You're Nikra Gazlan. I gave you the money to buy something specific. Answer also, Domashani also, maybe that's no raya. There is a specific reason why the ani can't switch. The also the mikshadei, because they're going to come to suspect the giver that he never gave it. Right? This guy announced in shul, he's giving money to an ani to buy a shirt, and the ani will come into shul, he won't have the shirt. They'll think the guy didn't give it. Tamri inshi, Amar planya, zavnina le, levusha, leplonianya, velo zavinle. Inami, zavnina le, glima, velo zavinle. So therefore, it's a problem. Says the Gemara in Cain, if the reason he has to give it is because of Chashad, listen, Ibn Achshad, my Ibn Shemar al Daito Shemal Abayas. Right? The reason is wrong. Shmami na Mishim the Shani lay. So you're right. Go back. The reason it must be because he's not allowed to change. V'cholamavra al Daito Shemal Abayas Nikra Gazlan. That's the Rebbe Meir that we are talking about. Good. Period. Hazor Chazakamar Vevrika. If the donkey, read that a donkey and something happened to it. My vevrika hacha targimu nu raisa. That's lashon saginar. It means it lost some of its vision. Rava amar avzakas. It gets some worms in his feet, some type of illness. And so it can't work properly. Haud amar lo avzakas bemilsa demalke. A person once said, he made a whole tararam. He said, there's worms in the wardrobe of the king. Amar le b'mai, b'tzlikasav b'tzlizadav. In the silver wardrobe or in the golden wardrobe? Ika da Amri, some say, Bitzli Kesav Amar, he said in the silver wardrobe, Vikatzlu when they killed him. Ika da Amri, Bitzli Dav Amar Vishavku. And some say, he said the golden wardrobe and they left him alone. Why would they kill him? Tupshatim, Rashi says, because it's known that worms only go into gold and not silver. So if he says silver, he's obviously lying, and therefore they killed him. Others say, the Arech quoted here by the Rishonim, is that no, the silver is very much easier to guard. So they killed the Shomer of the silver. Because he should have been more responsible. Okay, just to finish, maybe we'll do one more Chajig Echemed, the third of the day. Listen to this case, right? People go to a hotel for Shabbos. And they go to the hotel and they tell the owner, you know, please set the Shabbos clock that the light should go off in the room at 11 p.m. And then, you know, we could have a wonderful night and Shalom al Yisrael. The problem is the lights never went off. The lights never went off in the hotel room and the couple was up the entire night. They couldn't sleep. They don't want to pay for the room. After Shabbos, they don't want to pay. Right? Talking about, you know, the Chamar Behivrika, right? His lights went out. Right? So, do they have to pay? So, tshuva. Im adavar ira biglal kilkul peta b'shon Shabbos. If there was a sudden, but the Shabbos clock broke. He did everything, the owner of the hotel did everything he was supposed to do, and this was not safui meirosh, then they have to pay. Why? It's similar to hasocher chamar v'hivrika. Something happened, they could say, the masker could say, I'm sorry, mazl chagaram, wasn't my fault, right? It's still usable somewhat, you still have a room, it's just hard to sleep. But if the Balaam alone was Pasha, and he didn't set it properly, l'chora they are pater. Because part of going to a hotel is realizing that you can have a place to sleep. If the lights are on, it's very hard to sleep, and they didn't get any hana, and therefore they would not have to pay. Now, what I'm not sure about, he says, is if the Balaam alone told his employee, set it, and the employee messed up. If the Balaam alone, so it's, you're not paying the employee, you're paying the head of the hotel. So he says, l'chora, you might say that they still have to pay. But at the end of the day, he says it's still possible that there will be putter because the Bala Malon is responsible for all of his ovdim. And if his ovdim messed up, then it's that he bears it. And therefore, it could be that there will be putter even in that case. And he ends off Vitzarech Ian. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar Rav. And we will continue in the with Asogras Omen in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.